City. Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Triple M.
What I was going to say to you is that on the television, who would you like to see disappear? 13, 27, 10. We're giving you a go, please. Jump on the phone because we can put it to air now. No, give us a call because we want to know. I'm going to go with this.
Oh, I know you're going to say it.
I love him. Mm. I think he's great.
But you think he's
I think
too
he
cranky.
Needs to have a rest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, disappear, rest, we'll put him in the same category.
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
Dave Hughes.
Oh, really?
Hughesy. He's on everything. He's Eddie McGuire.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dave. Scotty Cam. Oh, you shocked me there.
Scotty Cam's on everything. He's just on the one show and he's just getting cranky, but that's a big difference. Hughesy's on everything.
He and you want him to go?
No, I don't want him to go. I just want him to have a break.
Have a break. Okay. Yeah, disappear for a little bit.
Is there someone on television that you go, you know what? I want that person to disappear. It might be just for a little break, you know, just so you can get used to them, you know. And
it's funny, actually, you say Dave Hughes, because there's a whole entire show that I want to disappear. And
oh, well, you can say a show if you like. There's no rules.
And he's
here.
Involved in it.
What's that?
The Masked Singer. Have you seen it?
Oh, well, I think that's the problem.
Oh,
I think
my goodness.
Mm.
It is just, it's ludicrous.
What's the other one, though?
Whoever thought up that show must have been on drugs. There's no doubt about it. You've got singing octopuses. You've got wolves. It's just,
what
it's
show
insane.
Or person would you like to see disappear off the television? 13, 27, 10. Let us know what you're thinking.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.
So we're asking the question, what show should disappear or what TV star should be given the flick?
And you said Dave Hughes before.
Well, only because Hughes is on everything.
Yeah.
And I love him, but still, come on.
Do you know who I want to go? Or who I would like to see disappear? And that is Dr. Bloody Phil.
Oh, Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil.
But he's from overseas, not an Aussie star, is he?
Doesn't matter. You didn't say that they had to be Aussie.
No, that's
Aussie.
A good call.
Yeah, but Dr. Phil, he's so dramatic. Oh, my goodness gracious me.
Big, bald scone and a moustache.
I'd rather go and sit in a dentist chair and have my teeth prodded than watch him on the telly. As we go to 13, 27, 10. Tanya, who is it that you would like to see disappear from the TV?
Minor more show. So I'm sick and tired of a reality shows.
Yeah, I think is it The Bachelor? Not The Bachelor. What's the other one? The Proposal?
The Proposal and that other one where people protested about their kids getting married.
Oh, yeah,
that one. I actually think that's good.
Why do you think it's good?
I don't know. It's just a bit of drama.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mother-in-law's from hell. Thanks, Tan. That would make sense. Tom, what are you thinking? Who needs to disappear or what show?
Oh, Koshy's got to go, mate.
Koshy?
Okay. Oh, he's disgrace. There's no room on tally for 65-year-old bald-headed guy with glasses. Like, this is not easy on the eye. Like, Dr. Chris Brown, get him on there or something.
Koshy has looked 65 for 20 years, hasn't he?
Oh, he looked 65 since he was 31.
He was probably born looking 65.
He could have been too.
I don't mind Koshy, though.
Oh, why?
Oh, because he's an old staple. You can always rely on Koshy, though, and his dad jokes and his...
He's too outspoken. He's trying to push the Port Adelaide wagon. And no one wants to hear about the power.
No, that's true, mate. It's a very good call. He should be gone for that reason alone.
Exactly. Exactly. You can join Caro.
Oh, no, we won't go there.
Tommy.
Thanks, Tom.
Hey, Roscoe, morning.
Roscoe.
Morning, Coggo. I actually agree with Tom about Koshy, the old buzzness. He's got enough buzzers to go himself.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Koshy.
I'm actually going with, I think Joe Hall should go.
Oh, no.
You're going to get us in.
Don't upset you, but I think she's just past her prime.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I can't watch that news anymore. She's got this Skeletor-type look around.
Well,
put me off me tea.
Oh, Roscoe, okay. Who would you like to see in place of Joe?
Just anyone young. I think they might as well give someone a young crack. You know?
Rightio.
Hey,
would you like
Roscoe?
To see Jane Bunn do it?
Well, she should do more than just the weather.
What should she do? Oh, don't ask.
Wake up with your mates.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.